Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, it may be President's Day, maybe the year of the pig, but right now on this program, it is also City Council Members Day. This hour, we will have all 10 candidates for New York City Council, the seat vacated by Yvette Clark last month when she moved up to Congress. That's the district serving parts of Flatbush and East Flatbush, Crown Heights, Kensington, Prospect Lefferts, and Ditmas Park. Now, the special election there is tomorrow, and as I said before the news, we're doing this primarily to serve our many listeners in that district. But meeting all 10 candidates should be interesting even if you don't live there. So many community leaders of today and tomorrow with heritages from so many countries. So we will talk with each of the 10 candidates in that race for 5 minutes now. We will go in alphabetical order by last name, and let's get right to it. Up first is Mathieu Eugene. And Mr. Eugene, or it's Dr. Eugene, isn't it? Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you very much. It is a pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity.
First, tell us for a minute about yourself and your family. Where did you grow up, and how did you get interested in politics?
Yes, my name is Mathieu Eugene, and I'm a medical doctor. I was born in Haiti, and I came to the United States around 1978-79, and I went to study medicine, and I've been living in the community with my family. I got two children. They were born in the 48th district, and I've been serving the people in the 48th district for many years. As a medical doctor, I have created a community-based non-for-profit organization to respond to the needs of people in the 48th district. I've been providing after-school program through the community-based organization that I have created in the community. I've been providing services to take the young people out of the street, to prevent the young people to go to crime, to delinquency, and to drug use. I've been providing to the young people after-school program, sport activities like basketball, football, soccer, and karate. I've been providing also music and tutoring and also mentoring program in order to have the young people become better citizens, proactive and positive citizen.
So pick one of the issues that you mentioned, Dr. Eugene, and tell us what you would do about it in City Council.
One of the big issues, the big crisis in the 48th district is access to affordable health care and also housing. One of the things, I've been working in the community a very long time, for many years, helping people get access to health care.
What would you do at the City Council level?
At the City Council level, what I'm going to do, I'm going to work with my other colleague, council member, also with the other elected official from the state and also from the federal, especially our Congresswoman Yvette Clark and all the congressperson to push for legislation that will bring universal health care for everyone living in the United States. And also, I will be working with my partners, people that I've been working with for a long time, to make sure that we bring health to the people.
Dr. Eugene, you mentioned that your children were born in the district, but residency has been an issue in this race.
Excuse me?
I read that you currently don't reside in the district or just move there to run. Do you live in the district, and if so, for how long?
This is, people have been using that, but I think that I've been providing more services to the people in the district than any other candidate. Since I came to New York, I've been living in the 48th district. My two children were born in the 48th district. I go to church at the in the district at the Holy Innocent Church that is at East 17th Street and Beverly Ward. I am the president of my community at the church. I am a member of the community, but 14 that serve the 48th district, and also I have my organization, Youth for Education and Sport, a non-for-profit organization, providing services, immigration services, health services, legal services, job opportunities, and the housing services, referral services Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security services to the senior citizen and to the people in the community right there inside the district.
I'm so to be clear, there. You're saying that you don't live in the district, but so much of the services that you provide are in the district that you think it shouldn't matter. Is that correct?
Exactly, because I've been living in the district. I just moved a few years ago because I bought a house. And I just bought a house. And then I have been, for many years, since I came to New York, serving the district. And I've been providing more services than any other opponent.
We have 30 seconds left. Say anything you want about why people should vote for you. It's such a crowded field. How can people decide?
I've been a community servant. I've been an advocate for immigrant rights, for affordable access to health care to the people in the community. As a servant of the community, I want to go to City Hall to continue to do what I've done, what I love doing, fighting, and providing access to widening opportunities to people to have a better life.
Dr. Matthew Eugene, thank you very much for joining us and starting us off.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We're talking to all 10 candidates running to replace Congresswoman Yvette Clark in her former city council district from Central Brooklyn. The special election is tomorrow. Up next is candidate Carlene Gordon. Ms. Gordon, thanks very much for coming on. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
First, tell us for a minute about yourself and your family. Where did you grow up and how did you get interested in politics?
My name is Carlene Gordon. I was born in Jamaica, grew up in England, and now I am a citizen of the United States. I have two beautiful children, both of whom were educated in the New York City Public School. My daughter is now is a senior at Temple University. And I got involved in politics. Well, one of the areas that I really do spend a lot of time and I'm passionate about is family violence / domestic violence. And I spent a few years working on with the Voices of Women to improve the many services family turn to for safety and justice.
What kind of work do you do now? How do you make your living?
I'm an advocate with Voices of Women. In fact, I'm a part of the Dove Initiative that was put together by the City Council. And this program was actually pushed by us to address the needs of domestic violence in our community. It's an epidemic in my district and a community health crisis that just it crosses every boundary. And so that I actively seek to address.
Why do you think you're the most qualified out of these 10 candidates?
because I'm a mother, an ordinary person who sees who lives in the district, sees the need of my community, and would like to address them. I think a lot of the injustices that happen in my community I've been affected by. As an immigrant, of course, immigration issues have been a part of my challenges as well as many people I know. Because I do see the issues, I think I'll be better able to address them. I am an active member of my church, active with many of the different organizations in my community, and I'm very close to my community. So therefore, I think I would be a perfect voice for those voices that cannot be heard.
Pick one of those important issues and tell us what you would try to do about it in City Council that you can't do now.
One of the issues, one of the many issues, of course, we do have quite a few. Economic development, unemployment crisis in my community among our Black American, our Afro American men is just astronomical. Housing, the housing crisis is also it's critical. The school closings is another area that I became very passionate about simply because our schools, our hospitals have been closing, and no matter how hard you protest and sign petitions and testify in front of the City Council, it still seems to you know, to go through. And when the last hospital closed in my area, Caledonian, that really upset me because our area already has a high percentage of HIV cases, high percentage of diabetes, obesity, and a lot of people turn to our hospitals for primary health care. So, of course, we cannot afford not one more hospital being closed in our area, even though Caledonia is scheduled to be closed soon. Our schools, we already have a school crisis, education crisis in my community where the dropout rate is just ridiculous. To close our high schools because they are failing is just not the answer. It's the wrong message to our students. It's the wrong message to our community. I think it's
in our remaining 20 seconds, what would you do with a failing high school?
Well, certainly, that would be a priority. I would have to, conceptualize some bill in order to prevent, to push through, to become to become law, that the problems of the school have to be addressed by accountability. We have to hold our leaders accountable.
Carlene Gordon, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Talking to all 10 candidates running to replace Congresswoman Yvette Clark in her former city council seat from central Brooklyn. The special election there is tomorrow. Up next, candidate Jesse Hamilton. Welcome to WNYC.
Hello, welcome.
First, tell us about yourself and your family for a minute. Where did you grow up and how did you get interested in politics?
Well, my family's always been involved in politics. My mother started the South Bronx Federal Credit Union. My father ran for Congress in the Bronx. And so I've come from a politically active family. Coming into Brooklyn for the past two decades, I got involved in education. Education has been key to me and my family, and I ran for the community school board, at which point in time I was supported by the whole community and nominated as president. Within a three-year period, we raised the reading scores in our district 12 percentage points, and that was done by careful planning, having a citywide search for a superintendent, myself and Richard Green from the Chronic Youth Collective, and we found Dr. Evan Castro, who was the principal of the Hunter High School Elementary School, which is one of the top elementary schools in the country. And once we did that, we realized that there has to be a relationship between the parents, the teachers, and the administrators. We started a GED program for parents. We also started the Immigration Welcome Center, because a lot of the students were coming from the Caribbean, in Asian countries. We wanted to make sure there was a smooth transition period for parents coming into the area. Once we accomplished that, we had more professional workshops for the teachers and more training for the parents, and that's made the reading scores increase. We combated gang violence with the Bloods and the Crips, working with the 77 and 71st precincts. One drug sweep we had, gang sweep we had, found 47 knives, 8 handguns, and to our surprise, 1 hand grenade. Then we have more forums on gang awareness for parents, because a lot of these gangs identify single parents, with single parent childs in households with parents work late at night.
What kind of work do you do for a living? Is this how you make your living?
No, sir. I am a licensed attorney in New York State. I work for the city of New York. I've been a union member for 21 years. What I do is commercial valuations of properties in New York City. Also, at one point in time, I defended the property taxes for New York City. So right now, I do commercial valuation, and basically, I'm a commercial appraiser.
Why do you think you're the most qualified out of these 10 candidates?
Well, my background, educational background, I'm an attorney. I have my master's in business administration from Long Island University. I'm also certified by New York University in estate planning. I'm a graduate of the Civilian Police Academy of New York City. I'm also the vice president of Community Board 8 in Crown Heights. I'm also the president of my block association, the only block association in the 40th Councilman District that owns their own brownstone, which provides affordable housing for seniors in the community. Basically, I'm a community activist. I've been elected 4 times to this area, 3 times for the school board, and now I'm the newly elected Democratic district leader. People want someone who based on the record, what they've done for the community.
You're another one who I've read does not actually live within the district. Is that accurate?
Well, I'm the only one in this area that's been elected by the people 4 times to represent the community. And no one else that's running right now has been elected by the people from the 40th Councilmatic District. And I've done so without pay. So I'm not running because I'm doing it for a salary to make more money. I'm doing it because I'm the only candidate that's been elected by the people 4 times to serve the people.
So you don't live within the district, but some of the people within the district have voted for you in these other things you've been elected for, which includes part of the district.
The large portion, when I was Sammamish School Board President, I governed 27,000 students. We had 27 schools. Okay, we had a staff of 3,000 people. And because of that, and because of how we unified the community, how we raised the reading scores, how we got more parental involvement, we had standing room onlys for our school board meetings because we identified students who needed a push, and we gave them awards for improvement. And by doing that, we embraced the students and embraced the parents.
And that's where we have to leave it. Jesse Hamilton, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC will continue with all 10 candidates for the city council seat vacated by Yvette Clark as she went off to Congress last month. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Some upcoming guests tomorrow: City Council Speaker Christine Quinn, also former NBA player John Amici. He has just become the first pro basketball player to come out as gay. That's tomorrow. Next Monday, we'll have presidential hopeful John Edwards here live. A lot to listen for every weekday at 10 a.m. Right now, we're talking to all 10 candidates running to replace Congresswoman Yvette Clark in her former city council district from Central Brooklyn. She went off to Congress. The special election is tomorrow. Up next, we have candidate Jennifer James. Ms. James, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
First, tell us for a minute about yourself and your family. Where did you grow up? How did you get interested in politics?
I grew up right here in Brooklyn. Was born and raised in Flatbush, and I got interested in politics. I went to Syracuse University and majored in public relations and political science, and was always interested in community affairs and things going on in my community. Came back from Syracuse and worked for some elected officials. I worked for Freddie Ferrer when he ran for mayor in 2001 and Carl McCall when he ran for governor in 2002 and various other elected officials in Westchester and here locally in Brooklyn. So I was always very interested in issues going on in my community and how I could be helpful.
What do you do for a living?
I am a professional political fundraiser, and so that's what I do. And in that capacity, working for those elected officials, I help them raise funds to enable them to be able to run for office.
And why are you the most qualified out of the 10 candidates for this seat?
I think that there's something unique and different about me than the other candidates that are running, and it's that I bring a really different perspective of how to make things happen in municipal government and also what's going on in our community to make those two things work and figure out how to bring some of those resources from municipal government into our community to affect some change that needs to happen within the 40th Council District and beyond.
Can you give us an example?
Absolutely. I think that there are currently 18 daycare centers slotted for closing in Brooklyn. Many of them are in the 40th Council District, and I think that we need to figure out how to allocate some resources so that we can keep the doors of daycare centers open. Early childhood education is something that's extremely important to me because it's been proven through studies that the earlier that children begin to learn, the better they learn throughout life. And we need to create a universal pre-K program throughout all New York City public schools. And that's something that I will absolutely be advocating for moving forward, and some smaller class sizes in our schools also. I think that, you know, our children are, you know, our best resource, and it's something that we need to commit to funnel resources into when we absolutely have them available.
Pick one of those issues and tell us how you think you could have an impact on it in City Council.
I think that one of the things that we can do within City Council is not only working with our state elected officials to make sure that the 25% from CFE goes directly to the issues that we need to have funded within this district and throughout New York City, But in terms of creating some allocation to daycare centers, specifically here in Brooklyn, I think that that's something that we can directly have some impact on in terms of some vouchers that are available to students and parents here in the 40th Council District so that they are enabled to have a good education for their children at that stage.
You're another one of the four candidates who I've read does not live in the district. Is that correct?
That is incorrect. I do live in the district. For much of my life, I live a block outside of the district, and that is correct, but have always been a part of this community. My church is in the center of the district, Lenox Row Baptist Church, which I've gone to my entire life, and I've always been involved in things directly within the 40th Council District, but I do live in the district, so that would be untrue.
When did you move in?
Last year.
Okay. Jennifer James, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We're talking to all 10 candidates running to replace Congresswoman Yvette Clark in her former city council district from central Brooklyn. The special election is tomorrow. Up next, candidate Zenobia McNally. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian.
Tell us for a minute about yourself and your family. Where did you grow up? How did you get interested in politics?
Well, I am from Panama, and I am like a microcosm of the many different cultures which can be found here in the district. I'm Panamanian by birth, so I am a Latina with Caribbean background. My great-grandparents are from Barbados, Jamaica, St. Lucia, St. Kitts, and I have a Greek first name with a Persian history and an Irish last name that I've come by honestly.
You are the world.
Yes, you can say that.
What do you identify as?
I identify myself as a Black Latina American.
Okay. What kind of work do you do?
I'm a small business owner. I've been in the marketing field for 20 years and started my own marketing firm 6 years ago. I'm home-based, and I'm pleased to say that I've been able to employ people in the district. So I'm also the candidate that has the best cultural sensitivity to address the many needs of a very diverse group of people that hail from all over the world. And that's the difference, I think, that I make in this race, because unlike other candidates that are running merely along cultural and or religious lines, I'm presenting an inclusive candidacy.
What do you see as the biggest issues in the district?
Well, there are many issues, and there are some that will require the assistance of everyone in the city council to pass some laws and legislation that would affect and help everyone. But there are also some other basic services that need to be done that can be done within the district by a city council person. When I say basic services, I mean making sure the streets are cleaned, making sure that the lights are on in the district, making sure that we have after-school programs for our kids. So those are things that we could concentrate on. But the things that are, to me, the most important are affordable housing, something that has to be done to make sure we not only keep the kids, the people that we have here, but welcome visitors who will be coming into our district in New York City in the years to come.
What else on City Council? What do you think City Council could do about that they're not doing?
Well, I think I think that on the 421 vote that just occurred here, that we probably should have taken a step back and think that if we're going to offer any tax benefits, that it should be done on a level where all of the developers will be providing affordable housing. Unfortunately, with the sunsetting of the Mitchell Llama and other affordable acts, we're losing housing, and New York City is just becoming too outpriced for people who live here currently. And that's one of the issues that we see union folks are talking about, where they themselves cannot afford to live within the city. And if our unions are unable to live here in the cities that they're working in, then we have a problem, a serious problem.
So that 421A legislation will require many developers in certain areas to provide 20% affordable housing.
And 80% market rate, yes.
Right. And so you would have done that differently how?
Well, I think that the counterproposal with a 30-70 would have been better, because we are facing a housing crisis here in New York City and Brooklyn in particular. Everyone wants to live in Brooklyn now. Brooklyn's a hot spot. And so I don't think that we need to be giving away benefits for developers when they already want to build here.
30 seconds left. Say anything you want to the voters to convince them to pull the lever for you tomorrow.
Yes. Because I, as I said before, I represent the microcosm of the different nationalities here. I'm sensitive to the cultural needs in this district, and it's it is underscored by the fact that I've been endorsed by groups who feel they're underrepresented many times, such as Lambda and also 504 Democrats, the League of Humane Voters, and I'm especially proud that NOW has endorsed me as well. Okay, so I want voters to come out tomorrow, pull the lever for Zenobia McNally for city council, because I care.
Ms. McNally, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We are talking to all 10 candidates running to replace Congresswoman Yvette Clark in her former city council district from central Brooklyn, including parts of Flatbush and East Flatbush, Crown Heights, Kensington, Prospect Lefferts, and Ditmas Park. And with that special election tomorrow, up next is candidate Mohammed Razvi. Mr. Razvi, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Please tell us about yourself and your family for the first minute or so. Where did you grow up? How did you get interested in politics?
Well, I grew up in Sheepshead Bay Projects, and I have a family of five kids and my wife, and I've been raising my kids and developing small businesses here in Brooklyn in the 40th City Council District. And ever since after 9/11, individuals started coming to my businesses seeking help because there were so many civil rights were violated of individuals. So I opened up a small community center. I was thinking I was just going to address some issues for them, but it turned out I had to end up selling my businesses and just become a public servant ever since then.
What were your businesses?
I was running restaurants. I was running a 99-cent store, a construction company, a grocery store, and some real estate.
And now you run a community organization full-time?
That's all I do full-time, public servant. That's
and what is that? Is it one organization?
It's one organization, which actually started out helping just the Pakistanis, but as Caribbeans and Haitians and Latinos and Bangladesh and all other nationalities who were in the 40th District came to seek services, I changed the name to Council of People's Organization and started addressing everyone's issue.
And what do you think you've been successful at and had an impact with respect to some of those issues?
Most importantly, I've been very successful with the youth because I brought together youth, prevent them from getting into gangs. I developed, in coordination with the small mom-and-pop stores, I developed a huge 10,000-square-foot backyard because within the 40th City Council District, we don't have any space for these kids to go. And they were just hanging out and starting to get into trouble. So that's one of the most important things that I focused on. Another thing was prior to the war. I mean, I brought together over 80 organizations, learning about each other. Because all of a sudden I was in this nonprofit world. I had no idea that it existed. But I was able to bring all these faith-based and community-based organizations together on one page. That whatever is happening outside the country remains outside the country. We should come together and live together.
How could you have a specifically different impact on city council?
Most importantly, I actually worked with the city council before regarding immigration rights. Many individuals regarding the Patriot Act were picked up and being deported, and it turns out it was also Caribbeans, Jamaicans, Haitians also were being deported. I worked on a resolution with the city council, with many of the community leaders, which is called Resolution 909, which repealed the Patriot Act because we were being used as an example in New York City to implement that type of policy. So we already worked on it, and we were successful enough to get that resolution passed in city council. I mean, in addition to that, many individuals were afraid to seek services from the city, from the police department, from the housing department, from the social service agencies. I worked with the mayor's office regarding Executive Order 41, advocated, you know, every day, after the other. I had so many meetings. I was able to, you know, we were able to, with other organizations, help that executive order pass.
What is Executive Order 41?
Executive Order 41, it pertains to city agencies are not required and cannot share the information of any individual regarding their immigration status or their gender with any other agency. For instance, if someone came to the police department and is a domestic violence victim, the police department has no right to ask that question about the domestic violence victim about their status, immigration status. And even if they learned it, they cannot share that information with the FBI or INS.
Mr. Rosby, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was candidate Mohammed Rosby. We're talking to all 10 candidates running to replace Congresswoman Yvette Clark in her former city council district from Central Brooklyn. We are going alphabetically by last name. The special election is tomorrow. And up next, candidate Harry Shiffman. Mr. Shiffman, welcome to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. It's a pleasure being here this morning.
First, tell us for a minute about yourself and your family, where you grew up and how you got interested in politics.
My name is Harry Shiffman. I was born in Brooklyn, raised in Brooklyn, and have lived in Brooklyn my entire life. My wife and I are proud homeowners in Prospect Park South, one of the oldest landmark districts in the 40th Council District. Got involved in politics 30 years ago when I started to do community organizing. When I was working on the street, when I was working on with community-based organizations, I realized early on that the only way to get resources into a community is to work with the elected officials, both on the city level, the state level, and the federal level. And that's what I've been doing for 30 years.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a community organizer. I'm a social worker. I currently, for the last 5 years, have been director of government and community relations for Kingsburg Jewish Medical Center, which is over on Schenectady in Utica. Serves a large part of the 40th Council District. And in that capacity, I've brought screenings and education to the residents around the important health issues facing this district, obesity, diabetes, asthma, and AIDS. I've also brought hundreds of clergy into the hospital from all denominations to educate them about domestic violence.
Why do you think you're the most qualified out of the 10 candidates for this seat?
Brian, like I've been going around saying to everybody, as a community organizer and a social worker and as somebody who worked in communities throughout New York City, I've got the background and skills to bring people from all walks of life together to help solve the critical issues of this 40th Council District, including housing, health care, youth services, and commercial revitalization, because that's what I've been doing in neighborhoods throughout New York City, including the 40th Council District, for 30 years.
Can you give me an example of your success?
Sure. Let's talk about housing. When people in this community came to me a couple of months ago and said 200 homes were threatened to be destroyed, I reached out to Tony Avella, who's the council member in Queens who's head of the zoning committee. I brought him in. We had a meeting with some of the members. And he, because of his experience and his qualifications, he was able to get city planning. And there'll be a number of meetings over the next couple of months to look at the entire rezoning issue to try to stop these really gorgeous Victorian homes from being destroyed. Again, my qualifications and skill and resources have already accomplished results in this district.
And what could you accomplish on city council that you can't as an activist?
Well, you know, being on the city council gives me a lot more resources, a lot more ways to move around. You know, I've worked with many city agencies over the years, but certainly as a city council member working with the entire Brooklyn delegation, I hope to bring continued resources into this district, whether it's in youth services, commercial revitalization, or housing. And my skills as community organizer, working together with people of all backgrounds, I'll be able to do that.
Pick one important issue and tell us what you would try to do about it, specifically in the city council context.
Well, certainly we talked about housing. The other thing is obviously youth development and youth services. Everybody talks about education. Look, I wish the mayor didn't have control of the city school systems, but that's the deck of cards we've been dealt with. So what I will try to do is bring additional resources into this 40th Council District to have more after-school programs, to try to get vocational training programs for our youth, to get them off the streets, to get them recreational services. Our youth are our future. And a number of years ago, I wrote a $200,000 grant that actually opened up schools in Marine Park for after-school programs and weekend programs. I will continue to do that, and I will bring churches together and other community-based organizations together to help fund and to go after federal money to see that happens in this 40th Council District.
Candidate Harry Shiffman, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, Brian. Thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC, we're talking to all 10 candidates running to replace Congresswoman Yvette Clark in her former city council district from Central Brooklyn. 5 minutes apiece, three to go before tomorrow's special election. Stay with us. We'll Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Some upcoming guests tomorrow: the City Council Speaker, Christine Quinn. Also, former NBA player John Amici. He has just become the first pro basketball player to come out as gay. That's tomorrow. Next Monday, we will have presidential hopeful John Edwards. A lot to listen for every weekday at 10 a.m. Right now, we are talking to all 10 candidates running to replace Congresswoman Yvette Clark in her former city council district from Central Brooklyn, which covers parts of Flatbush and East Flatbush, Crown Heights, Kensington, Prospect Lefferts, and Ditmas Park. The special election is tomorrow. We have three candidates to go, and up next is candidate Wellington Sharp. Mr. Sharp, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you very much, Brandon. Good morning.
First, give us about a minute on yourself and your family. Where'd you grow up? How'd you get interested in politics?
Okay. Brian, 33 years ago, I immigrated to Brooklyn from Jamaica, West Indies. And for the last 33 years, I have been living in the East Flatbush area. 19 of those years were spent in Caton Avenue, right in the heart of the 40th Council District. Over these years, I've been involved in the socioeconomic development in our community. I serve in several community organizations, 9 years as a chairperson for Brooklyn Hospital on the Community Advisory Board. I'm the first vice president for East Flatbush Lions Club. Presently, I'm the chairperson for the Community Advisory Board at Brooklyn Hospital and the chair of government affairs for the Caribbean American Chamber of Commerce and Industry. We work closely with Dr. Roy Hastic to bring the first ever Caribbean Trade Center in New York to be built in the 40th Council District, located at Church Avenue and Bedford. So for the last 33 years, I have been involved in the community, working for this community, and I'd like to continue to do so.
What do you do for a living?
I own and operate an early childhood education center, providing services, educational service for children from 3 months through to 12 years.
Why do you think you're the most qualified out of the 10 candidates?
Well, the fact that I have been in the community so long, the fact that I have been working constantly in the community, providing services for this community, not-for-profit organizations, and like most others who work for salary, I've been doing this for free for the last 33 years in this community. And the fact that I work closely with most of the elected officials in Brooklyn and local organizations, the fact that I know this district very well, the fact that I speak their language, I live the experiences that they experience on a daily basis, and I understand it clearly, that gives me that qualification to represent them on the city level.
What do you see as the biggest issues in the district?
One of the biggest issues we have right now in the district is affordable housing and health care. The healthcare system in our community, a couple of years ago, the Department of Health put out a report, and they referred to East Flatbush as a vulnerable community. We have one of the highest HIV rates in East Flatbush. We have some of the highest heart disease rate in Flatbush. And I am proposing, Brian, to what I call to demobilize the healthcare situation in our community. What I mean by that, I am hoping to bring more vans, more mobile units into the community to provide basic screening in the community for the community, the residents. And if and when a disease is discovered at time, we can refer them for health at the hospital with their private physicians.
So pick one of these issues and tell us what you think City Council could be doing about it that it's not now.
Let's take education. Right now, City Council, we can provide universal pre-K, full-day universal pre-K. That's one thing we can do right off without costing a lot of money. We have what they call the Beacon Program in the city. We have only 50 such programs. These programs provide social and training for our children. The thing is so cheap. It costs only $400,000 a year for one program. If we can double that program. We can keep a lot of our children off the streets and get them educational service. I'm also proposing a trade school in Brooklyn for those children who are not college-bound. Those young men and women who are college-bound, we want to make sure they get the highest level education. But for those who are not college-bound, I want to have a training center, a school, where they can come and learn welding, plumbing, electrical, and computer science. And these are skills that they can live with forever, and they can use these skills to provide quality life for themselves and for their family. These are high-paying jobs, Brian.
Candidate Wellington Sharp, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir.
We're talking to all 10 candidates running to succeed Congresswoman Yvette Clark in her former city council district from Central Brooklyn. Two to go. The special election is tomorrow. Up next, Leafland Ricky Tulloch. Mr. Tulloch, welcome to WNYC.
Yes, good morning, and a pleasant good morning to you and all the listeners.
And tell us about yourself and your family for a minute. Where'd you grow up? How'd you get interested in politics?
Well, you know, my name is Leland Riccitolo. I was born in Jamaica. I came here in 1976, attended Erasmus All High School, and attended Brooklyn College, where I graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting and a master's in economics. I got involved in the community because I've always been concerned. And so I've been on community board 17 for 16 years. And I've served in various capacities, including 7 years as a land use chair and 3 years as the treasurer. As a land use chair, I was instrumental in the co-naming of Church Avenue to Bob Marley Boulevard, and also I was a co-sponsor, and I was the instrumental in co-naming Nostrand Avenue, Toussaint Louverture Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that co-naming was was an effort to bring a cultural center onto Church Avenue to internationalize Church Avenue, to revitalize the commercial corridor. Also, as the land use chair of Community Board 17, I was the one who proposed the downzoning of part of East Flatbush and Flatbush. And currently, that issue is now resonating in part of Flatbush, including Kensington, where a lot of the houses are being knocked down and big buildings are erected in its stead, so which is totally out of context and character with the community.
Let me jump in for a second to tell our listeners that it looks like we may only have 9 of the 10 candidates, because one of them, Joel Toney, who is scheduled for right now, is at the moment unable to be located. So we may have a 5-minute hole at the end where we will open up the phones, if Mr. Toney does not show, for people from the district. Call up and give us your impressions of the candidates that you've been hearing. You can call right now, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Who are you going to vote for? How are you choosing among 10, my goodness, 10 candidates for this one city council seat to succeed Yvette Clark? 212-433-9692. Although I'm told that now we have made contact with Joel Toney, so the call-in is off. Forgive me. You may continue. Mr. Tulloch, tell me what you do for a living.
Well, professionally, for 7 years, I was the budget director at Kohler Goldwater Hospital, which is $250 million budget. So you know I know budgeting. In addition to that, currently I'm the senior associate director for internal audits at the Queens Health Network, which is Queens Hospital Center and Elmhurst Hospital Center, along with 10 satellite clinics. So that is my professional background. I'm running because I want to bring resources into the community. And when I say resources, resources for healthcare, resources for education, and to restore cuts that are done at ACS for early childhood education. We want resources for our immigration providers. When when the immigrants go to an immigration provider, they have to pay oftentimes a lot of funds. We want to make sure that we have nonprofit organization in the community that can provide these services. In addition to that, I'm running because we want to revitalize our commercial corridors, including internationalize, as I alluded to earlier, Church Avenue, where we have the cultural center and would be able to attract tourists onto the avenue, which was codenamed Bob Marley Boulevard, so that some of the local residents, business persons, can benefit. In addition to that, I've been involved with the Flatbush Development Corporation. They are now in the process of revitalizing the other corridor, which is Cartel U, and also the Newkirk Plaza. Mm-hmm.
We have about 30 seconds left. Why do you think you're the most qualified out of the 10?
Because I know money, and I know how to negotiate the budget, and I will be able to negotiate, hit the ground running at City Hall. And that's why I'm endorsed by Assemblywoman Rhoda Jacobs, who is the Deputy Speaker of the House, because she understands that you need someone with experience, all-around experience, to go to City Hall, who can bring the funding into the community. When it's funding from the state, for example, the CFE money, that you'll be able to negotiate to get the schools their fair share in this community. So that's why I'm running, because, you know, I'm running to bring resources into the community currently.
And that's it. Candidate Leafland Ricky Tulloch, thank you very much.
And I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity.
We're talking to all 10 candidates running to succeed Congresswoman Yvette Clark in her former city council district from Central Brooklyn. Last but not least, Joel Tony. Mr. Tony, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you very, very much. And certainly I would also be on the final column on the right-hand side of the ballot.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your family for the first minute or so. Where did you grow up and how did you get interested in politics?
Well, 40 years ago, I came from St. Vincent and the Grenadines as an immigrant. I came from a very large family of 9 children. And as I arrived here in New York, educated myself, became a member of the United States Army, spent 2 years in Germany, came back to New York where I got married, had 2 beautiful children who went to public school right here in the Flatbush District, one to Morrow High School and the other to Midwood.
Why do you think? What do you do for a living?
Right now, I'm a candidate for the city council. I'm an entrepreneur. I have a private consulting business that involves itself in early childhood education.
Now, you mentioned your 2 children in the district. You are the last of the candidates who I've read who does not actually reside in the district presently. Is that accurate?
Well, I am the only candidate that is actually residing in the district, and you have to be serious. Most of the candidates do not live in the district, and Joel Tony lives in the district, had been working in the district for the last 18 years as a member of community board, 15 years. I've helped to redevelop all the parks and playgrounds. I've brought jobs in the community with the establishment of the Flatbush Caton Mall. That mall on Flatbush Avenue in Caton now makes it's so that over 60 vendors can get out of the streets, off the pavements of Church and Flatbush, and now vend their goods from the Flatbush Caton Mall, making a living for themselves and their families.
What do you think are the biggest issues facing people in the district right now?
Absolutely, jobs. Job creations is the most important issue that face people. The young people leave schools and they cannot get jobs. They graduate from college, they cannot get jobs. Job creation is one of the items that is most important on my agenda. And I've just told you how I've brought jobs for over 60 families. I intend also to use my position in the city council when I get there to help to develop jobs. The Small Business Administration must engage itself into more grants and loans for small businesses. Small businesses in general in the United States provide more jobs than and all the large businesses put together. And as a city councilman, I would help to bring the resources from the city, state, and federal government to create jobs right here in our community. Most of the development that's going on now in my community, people come from outside to do the jobs. all construction, as long as it receives federal or city funding, should have a local component to put people to work in the community on those projects. And after the projects are completed, we must also include the jobs for people of my 40th district.
We have about 30 seconds left. Tell us why you think you are the most qualified out of all 10 candidates.
Well, first of all, I am the only candidate with international experience. As a former ambassador to the United Nations, as a former consul general from St. Vincent here in New York, and as a former economic affairs officer for UN ECLAC, I have brought funding from all of the sources that I've spoken about. I've negotiated loans at the World Bank. And I believe that bringing those resources together with my experience can bring the over $50 billion of the New York City budget to bear right here in my community. And I've had the experience to do it, and I can do it for my community. Again, you need to have a representative that knows the district, that lives in the district, who understand the needs of the district to represent them. And Joel Tony is the person who has lived here, has worked here, whose Flatbush Development Corporation has honored us 3 years ago for his community service.
Mr. Tony, we're out of time. I thank you very, very much.
I thank you very much and have a very pleasant day.
And there you go. All 10 candidates running to succeed Congresswoman Yvette Clark in the 40th City Council District in Central Brooklyn, parts of Flatbush and East Flatbush, Crown Heights, Kensington, Prospect, Lefferts, and Ditmas Park. Tomorrow we'll talk to the City Council Speaker, Christine Quinn. Also, John Amici, the first pro basketball player, former NBA player, to come out as gay. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.